Shalom and welcome with Bindranovsky. In this video, I have actually two prophetic words. The first that came more spontaneous during worship on the fourth month, day 21 in the Gregorian year 2023. And it speaks about Yeshua. Oh, the worship speaks about Yeshua, but it speaks that he is at the door. I'm not going much into this now in my speech. There's an audio coming afterwards. You can listen to that. So please ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you through this word and get all the details when you listen. And the words or the singing in the worship, especially as I have not used many words. So the Holy Spirit will fill in the gaps that you need to know. And that word starts actually about after 7.5 minutes into the recording. And the second word is basically a very short word that came to me during the week, a couple of days before. This comes towards the end of the worship, about after 34 minutes into the recording. So after that short word, the Holy Spirit poured out a little bit more and gave me an extended view where I started to sing a little bit more into that, which is something like having a vision more that can happen when the Holy Spirit leads the worship. And just keep in mind, as I had it once before, an audio is that's not recorded properly. It's just a single microphone here somewhere in the room. And I added a little bit of reverb and space to be more pleasant to listen as just to dry mono. However, the same keyboard I used, that's the only one I have here still, with the rattling keys, and that you will hear clearly. Above all that, the playing of the piano this time was technically, I don't know if you can say technically, very difficult. And you wonder why. Well, a week ago, while working, I drilled a hole in a stainless steel pole. But there, a 6mm drill bit snapped. So, I slipped with the remaining drill bit, and that went straight into my finger. And there it hit the joint, that thing. And that hit the joint, basically going in here, around here, went in, hit the joint and went out almost the other side. This is very bloody and did quite some damage in the finger. People were saying, yeah, you need to consult a doctor, but did I run straight into the hospital? No. Because first of all, it was a holiday, a pagan holiday that I do not celebrate. That's why I was working. Everything was closed on that day. Quite nice. Very quiet. Not much traffic. But as everything is closed, even hard to find anyone in hospital who might do a proper job. They possibly will let you sit there for hours. And I know that from a friend who have more experience what's going on in hospitals. So don't get insured or sick on a major holiday. Not too much that you have to run to a hospital. You get more in trouble than afterwards or in the hospital. And anyway, I don't trust hospitals anymore anyway. You may possibly understand why. There's a reason since 3 years or a little bit more than 3 years. And finally, without insurance, I don't have money. I would not be able to afford it anyway. I said, "Wow, how can you live this way?" Yeah, I live by faith only. The disciples of Yeshua, they didn't have insurance. They didn't have any coverage or anything. And I had a couple of health issues in the past, and Yeshua always helped me to get through it with natural remedies, just of what I had in the house, which is usually not much anyway. However, the drill bit surely is there's a big risk of getting a serious infection. And of course, the finger turned the partially blue and green the day after with loads of pain and going, pain even going up all the, and there's still a lot of pain, but it's there in the, by the finger. But the Holy Spirit told me turmeric or turmeric, whatever you pronounce that correctly. Now I use it occasionally for food. So I have a bag here. But I never knew how much turmeric can burn. When I put it on the finger, put a little bit stuff around that the bleeding does not cover the whole floor. I never knew that. I mean, my finger was basically on fire. I thought, but it was also interesting. Usually when it's some kind of disinfection stuff, I often use peppermint oil. And I know how that burns. But on this finger, I thought, this is very strange. The peppermint oil didn't burn, but turmeric was just on fire. Beside that turmeric, I also used olive oil or wine that was left from a sprinkler of the doorpost of Pesach, because I never drink wine. And then also salt, vinegar, honey, garlic, and all kinds of stuff like that. So if you work in construction, building or gardening, you can't avoid here and there some scratches or bruises, regardless of how careful you work. But this was surely one of my most serious injury during construction. You know, I twisted the legs. It was painful, but so from the hands, you always have some bruises, but I could fight it very well, at least the infection. I mean, only the damage of the joint, because it just hits the where you bend your finger though, in the last joint hinges, I say, in construction. So playing guitar without a left middle finger, it's basically next to impossible. But also playing piano is quite difficult. It's quite a challenge. So don't look or don't listen to the mistakes and the stumbling. I don't have a video on that, but it's only audio. But the playing is anyway almost all improvisation. And so the word is more important than the playing. And what is truly strange, the last couple of weeks when I'm getting ready close to my exodus, that all the time eaters coming just all at once it's just trying to stop me from going out. On the other hand, yeah, it's not really a big surprise to me, because that's just everything so annoying. You know, and first the computer died, the power supply and the fan and or the cooler and the hard drive, and then I had to fix that, and this finger now, it slows down very much my remaining work, which is not a lot anymore. And when I'm typing with the fingers, you know, when I write this message or write in my farewell message, then on typing, it's not so easy with 9 fingers, because I'm used to the 10 finger writing. So the gives awful amount of errors or mistakes. So currently the backspace key is the most used. A friend told me, may I need to pray for that backspace key, not to get worn out before I'm finished. But now listen to the worship with the prophetic words. The background will be only just a fixed image. So maybe I put a time-lapse, a video of the sunset or whatever. But nothing fancy with flickering stuff and changing of the pictures. So I don't want you to get distracted so much. So, but listen to the music now. Thank you.
Thank you. the door. Just a step away, just a step away to enter the door. On his father's command,
he go.
goes out the door from his place in heaven and enters the next door to the wedding. That'll be so soon, hallelujah. The wedding that will be so soon. And he enters the door and found all asleep. Those who sleep all wake up when he comes. Some will rejoice, some will cry. Where is the oil? No oil inside. Where is the oil? We not take some of your oil. No, 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 no. The wise servants say no. Go and get and buy oil. Find oil on Shabbat. Have they not been told 6 days you shall work and rest on the seventh day? And when Yeshua comes, on Shabbat, it is made for man, made for his bride. Shabbat is made for man. No oil on Shabbat. Those who don't keep it. No oil from the Ruach they can buy on Shabbat. And then too late. When Yeshua enters the door, when Yeshua opens the door, when he opens the door, for his bride. Have oil in your lamps. Have shall be awake. The spirit never sleeps nor slumbers. Have oil in your lamp when he comes. Yes, Yeshua will come. He's at the door. Thank you. shall I be. Bam shabelenu barbe na kon dechtale mona lida brosh chal brimane chal mon kadosh lirina brebir albli na kon dechat o bari Baruchet belmanir bolirin gadol Neshamenu blabechodash ki shalom Mechudal blivinenu Libri bravo lege shalom Degorashel avedenu alecha Avraham eshubah Shuva b'chol Nemo libro viva Nera lino Berechi Ablino nafo Neshamo leina Bublienda Neshamo leina Neshna Machorenu Abraham Di shalom enechaba Li aninu gabri avan Lavane shalom echadi Adoni Dechadi Sebulu abli manushi Yeshua, kavod, kavod, kavod. Yeshua, kavod. Yeshua, kavod, kavod. Kavod, 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 kavod. Yeshua, kavod, kavod, kavod. שפחה בלינו במונה, אדוני אדוני שיבה לא נתפרך, אדוני שחור בלינו, אדם וממש ובדיון הלא חדוש, קדוש קדוש שדוש שבלבנו ברוך נכון עמו, דלו רשם אנו חבר בלי, אדוני אבלמון אחרך, ברוך ברוך בלימי, שלום מחודד ומלאכון עתידה, תודה מנך בלברובה מנוחה דרשך, עלינו, הללו, 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 ברוך, 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 ונשמני, לני, בלילי, ננוחה בו ברוך, לנינו, אשמני על בו, שבת, 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 שלום, שבת, 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 שלום, הללו ברוך, ברוך, ישועה ושבת, הללו אליך, מבריאו לנם ונכון, נקמח שמה, אמן המנוחה בלוחה, אדוני מלסכת אחות, אכן איש עלינו ברוך עדינו קדושים מחות, ברוך עדינו קדישך אבלנה, חרן לו רבן אבלנו ברוכה. קדוש עלינו
this word this week, very short, a bit surprising. I was working on a mixing a song, but it has the verse future, and Yeshua said there is no future in heaven, and I thought, what? Future, there is no future and there's no past. In heaven you live always in the present and in the presence of Yeshua. We don't need to think about the future once we are at home. We don't need to think about the past, for all our sins are wiped away and all our tears are wiped away. No worries of the future, what will come, because the presence of Yeshua is always present. He's always there. No worries, no sorries. No
nothing of pain and sorrows. Hallelujah. No future, no past. All in Him, everything is in Him, in Yeshua, in the present, every minute, every hour. Doesn't exist anymore, because there will be no more time. And we will be with Him forever and ever, in a place where the glory shines, His majesty, and no more sin. No more evil and wickedness. All in His glory, the glory of Yeshua. The sun that shines so bright, the sun of Hallelujah. Shabbat, 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 Hallelujah. Come on, lay Yeshua. Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So that's it. So whether you have listened to the whole thing or just pick the cherries, what some people do it with the scripture, and they just pick the things that they like, maybe you have not listened, just scrolled over it and have not seen everything. But if so, pray about it, think about it, and come before Yeshua with that. And all in all, with the prayer and guidance of the Holy Spirit, to give you more wisdom and understanding of the meaning, and be ready and prepared with oil in your lamps, so that you won't miss when He comes and opens the door to the wedding and you can join in. Yeah, enough for now. Long enough, very long. I wish you loads of blessings, and Adonai be with you. Shalom, shalom.